Good morning, Nate. I'm Cal Cornbread Halverson with your MI Farm Brief for Monday, July 27, 2026. Here is your weather for Blue Earth County, MN. Today, a high near 94 degrees, patchy smoke. Tonight, a low near 70 degrees, patchy fog. Now for Cal's market read. Overnight, corn slipped about 14 cents, and beans slipped about 36 cents. Recent trend, over the last 5 sessions, corn has eased and beans have eased. That is the backdrop your cash bid is moving against. Here is our read on why. Cutting the other way, demand still reads firm per Hoosier Ag today. USDA announces phased reopening of southern cattle ports amid strict New World screwworm safeguards. Honest truth, the take does not hand us one clean reason today, so take this as our best read, not gospel. Stocks point higher into the open, S&P futures up about 0.3%. A firmer take eases the borrowing and input cost mood your lender watches, though it does not move your cash bid by itself. Now, here is what moved across the wires from my news desk. Story 1. USDA announces phased reopening of southern cattle ports amid strict New World screwworm safeguards. Department of Agriculture has announced a coordinated, phased reopening of southern cattle ports of entry. While Agriculture Secretary Rollins previously resisted calls to rush open the border, mounting biosecurity milestones in specific northern Mexican states ultimately shifted the calculus. These ports will follow only after USDA evaluates the success of the initial Douglas opening, ongoing surveillance results, and potential risk shifts. For more details regarding the USDA's ongoing New World screwworm response and compliance guidelines, producers can visit the USDA APHIS Stop Screwworm Resource page. Story 2. Michigan Christmas Tree Growers honored with 2026 MCTA Growers Hall of Fame Award. The honor recognizes their decades of innovation, leadership, and dedication to the state's Christmas tree industry. John passed away at age 95, leaving behind his wife of decades, Viola, 4 children, all proud MSU graduates and an enduring agricultural legacy. Lee has been a great example of how hard work, vision, and strong character can grow a successful business that can last for generations. Armed forces participated in the event. Story 3. Ohio Soybean Association annual hometown tour dates. The hometown tour will follow OSA to farms and agricultural businesses across the state, where farmers can gather to learn about operating with tight margins, methods to grow your yields, and more. Reinhardt Farms Bucyrus, Ohio, Wednesday, August 13, Fayette County. Partnership with Ohio AgNet and Ohio's Country Journal's Crop Tour, 4:30 to 7:45 p.m. This in-depth class will better prepare participants for the Columbus, Ohio. The Ohio Agribusiness Association and Ohio State Extension will partner to hold the Farm Science Review Agronomy College on September 2026. Dates and locations. June 4, Macomb High School, 328 Todd Street, Macomb. Story 4. U.S. growers face cost challenges. Corn growers are the most productive farmers in the world, but even extremely productive farms can lose ground globally when they are forced to compete from a more costly position. The findings show that U.S. agriculture, rural economies and the long-term strength of U.S. visit NCGA.com for more information. Story 5. Classic Beef Kebabs Recipe. Studios, shopping shop, local newsletters, mobile apps, advertise with us, ag publications, ag update, agri view, cattle seller, farm and ranch guide, farm and ranch network, Illinois Farmer Today, Iowa Farmer Today, livestock roundup, Midwest Marketer, Midwest Messenger, Midwest Messenger, Kansas Missouri Farmer Today, the Prairie Star, Tri State Neighbor, Facebook, Twitter. 2026 Lee Enterprises terms of service, privacy policy, read today's edition, login, welcome, guest my subscription, see benefits, members only, comma, help center, my account, dashboard, profile, saved items, logout, North Dakota, Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Nebraska, Montana, South Dakota, Wisconsin, 87, fair share, this Facebook, Twitter, Blueski, WhatsApp, SMS, email, Classic Beef Kebabs Recipe, share this Facebook, Twitter, Blueski, WhatsApp, SMS, email, print copy, article link, save, JavaScript is required to use this website. Classic Beef Kebabs Recipe, July 26th, 2026, 37 minutes ago. Prefer us on Google Ag Update as a preferred news source to see more of our stories on Google Data. HTML equals true data, toggle equals source, popover data, placement equals top, role equals button data, trigger equals focus. Story 6. Washington week ahead. U.S. Brazil ties and farmer aid are in question. A host of actions by the Trump administration are sure to keep trade in the forefront of discussions in the nation's capital. that pushes demand toward U.S. on Capitol Hill. Senate Majority Leader John Thune, Republican from South Dakota, faces renewed calls from President Donald Trump to scrap the filibuster, which effectively sets a 60-vote threshold for passing most legislation. Three midterm elections are a bill to allow voluntary, year-round access to higher ethanol fuel blends, known as E15, a revamp of farm labor laws, and a new farm bill to address key ag policy, like USDA loan limits, that haven't been updated since 2018. Story 7, Ohio AgNet Podcast, Ep 454, Expanding Support for Ohio State Fair Youth. On this Ohio AgNet Podcast, powered by Ohio Corn and Wheat, learn why this type of investment is important for Farm Credit Mid-America, livestock exhibitors and Ohio agriculture as a whole from Bob Siegel, FCMA Regional Vice President of Agricultural Lending Plus. Hyoleic soybeans are becoming more popular for use in dairy rations. Dairy nutritionist Corwin Holtz talks about the science behind the use of HO beans to feed dairy cows. Story 8. Op-ed. The investments of Imagine Ag. From the seeds we plant in early spring for a fall harvest to the long-term planning of who will take over the farm or business after us, there is always a focus on tomorrow. Visitors will experience what it takes to grow a crop through changing seasons, discover how precision technology helps farmers protect their fields, learn how weather influences decisions made on the farm, and gain a better understanding of the care and time farmers give our animals and natural resources every day. In addition to Imagine Ag, the Ohio Agriculture Center will include the Taste of Ohio Cafe, Ohio Proud Showcase, the Ohio Veterinary Medical Association Animal Life and Learning Center, and horticulture exhibits and competitions. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Ohio's Country Journal or Ohio AgNet or its staff. Story 9. Indiana among nation's deadliest states for farm confined space accidents, Purdue report warns. According to the newly released 2025 summary of U.S. OSHA, regions 5 and 7 continue to account for approximately 67.7% of all documented agricultural confined space-related incidents. Field notes. We are not able to identify all cases that potentially occur due to lack of reporting requirements and dependency on local media reports. Beyond the devastating emotional toll on rural communities, the financial and legal consequences for agricultural employers failing to secure workplaces are skyrocketing. We need all the help we can get. Story 10. CAF adoption program opens 4-H opportunities. Solo cups aren't just for summer barbecues. They're also something to look for in a cattle herd. And now, a stop at the coffee shop. Here is today's joke. The father-in-law gave gardening advice to the farmer's wife. She listened politely. Later she told the farmer, he grew tomatoes for 50 years. I'll listen, the farmer said. That's smarter than how I listened to him. Here is Cal's quiz. The 1935 Federal Surplus Commodities Corporation eventually became which two modern federal programs? A. NRCS and ECIP. B. School Lunch and SNAP. C. CRP and ECIP. D. USDA and FDA. And the answer, School Lunch, 1946, and SNAP, started October 4th. 1935, it bought surplus farm products and donated them to school lunch and relief programs. The original federal food aid line, farm price support and child nutrition have been linked ever since. Source, USDA Food and Nutrition Service History. That is your brief. Have a safe day in the fields, and thanks for letting MI Farm AI ride along this morning.